From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Typhoon Kopu hits the Philippines. Kopu, a powerful, slow-moving typhoon, hit the northern Philippines early today, downing power and communication lines with powerful winds and rains that could last until Wednesday, a day later than originally forecast. Weather forecasters say Kopu will remain over the island of Luzon for several days due to a high-pressure area in the north and another typhoon in the northwest Pacific. Forecasters predict the storm could dump 600 millimeters of rain over the next several days. Authorities have canceled flights and local officials have conducted forced evacuations of coastal areas and riverbanks known to flood. The ongoing violence between Israelis and Palestinians is likely to top the agenda of an Israeli cabinet meeting today. Some of the latest violence between Palestinian teenagers and Israeli police has resulted in the killing of four Palestinians and the wounding of a fifth in both the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem. Authorities said several Israeli security personnel were wounded in Saturday's attacks. Robert Berger has more on the story from Jerusalem.
Israeli troops fired tear gas at Palestinian protesters in the West Bank after several stabbing attacks. The violence erupted a month ago at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Palestinians accuse Israel of trying to take over the Al-Aqsa compound. This Palestinian man on the street says the stabbings are a natural response to Israeli actions at Al-Aqsa. Israel categorically denies any attempt to change the status quo at the disputed holy place. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
This is VOA News.